You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 19th, 2020, President Trump in a call with campaign staffers today said, "We're going to win, and we're going to win strong." He added, "I would not have told you that 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I'm more excited today than I was 2 weeks ago." Of course, it was 2 weeks ago. He was in the hospital after testing positive for coronavirus, spent some time at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center several days, finished his recovery at the White House, and now he's back on the campaign trail and running hard. But in the meantime, Joe Biden is back in his basement. He came out over the weekend briefly, but now says they're going to put a lid on the campaign. We're going to be busy preparing for the debate. That's Thursday. Maybe Trump doesn't know there's a debate Thursday. Maybe that's why he's running all over the country doing all these rallies. No, he knows, and he just doesn't need to prepare for it. He is ready for it. And Joe Biden continues to show up missing in action. They put a lid on their campaign saying Joe Biden will not make an appearance until Thursday night. The election is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Now, granted, millions across the nation have already voted. More will vote before 2 weeks from tomorrow night. But Joe Biden is just not going to be seen. That debate's going to be really big or really bad for him. I think it's going to be both. Now, if you're looking at polls, if you're going to go by those, there's a new YouGov CBS News poll just released yesterday that says Trump and Biden are statistically tied in Arizona, and the VP leads in Wisconsin. But as I said, those are just polls. And, of course, the news continues to circulate about the Hunter Biden laptop emails, as reported by the Post, the New York Post. That story coming out last week, and the Biden campaign still has not disputed a single fact in the story. Not one fact. And they've been supplied all the same emails that the Post has, and they've said nothing. Other than, well, we cannot definitely say that Biden didn't have a meeting with the Burisma advisor at some point. They're conceding that might have happened. But otherwise, we're not talking. Not denying it. In the meantime, the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says you've got some on the left, such as Congressman Adam Schiff, claiming that the emails from Hunter Biden's laptop are really part of some Russian disinformation campaign. The director of National Intel said it's funny, some of the people who complain the most about Intel being politicized are the ones who politicize it. He said, let me be clear. There is no intelligence supporting that the Russians had anything to do with these emails. And by the way, the director of National Intelligence also said he believes there will be and should be more indictments coming from U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russian probe. Here's some good news for us. This is good news. The latest figures from the Transportation Security Administration suggest travelers are ready to take to the skies. Today, the TSA confirming more passengers screened yesterday than screened on any other single day since the pandemic prompted decreased demand. More than 1 million passengers across the nation screened. That's the highest number they've seen since March 17. New Yorkers are upset that Andrew Cuomo put some of their family members into death pens by sending them back into state nursing homes and jeopardizing them and others in those same homes. And yet Cuomo wrote a book which he's been presenting calling American Crisis Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. He's been out there trying to push it, sell it, say, look how good I did. You know what these New Yorkers did? They had a mock funeral. They got several copies of his book, which probably could be bought for 50 cents apiece. put them all in a casket and held a mock funeral. They're not at all happy with what he did to their loved ones. Dateline Chicago. I know my listener Andrew and many others in that area, you probably have seen this happen already. If you haven't, I'm going to have to give you the bad news. Your mayor is now considering tax hikes. She says we're going to hike the taxes to try to plug our $1.2 billion budget hole. And even if that's filled, they still are going to have deep, deep troubles. Isn't it great to live in a Democrat-controlled city? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You absolutely love it.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500. But my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
In 2016, you voted to fire this corrupt and decrepit political establishment, and you elected an outsider as president who is finally putting America first.
That is President Trump at a rally in Carson City, Nevada over the weekend. Thousands showing up. And he also made a trip to a campaign fundraising event in California. And thousands lined the route to cheer him, show that they're there for him. Joe Biden was also out traveling around in Pennsylvania, but there were no crowds along the route. Not even any signs. Explanation, if you ask the Biden campaign, why didn't you have people showing up? We told our people, stay safe, stay inside. They got an answer for everything, don't they? But they're not giving any answer at all. Nothing of any value. Reference the Hunter Biden emails that the New York Post started reporting on the other day. Emails taken apparently directly from a computer by Hunter Biden, detailing some of his actions and basically setting up money operations with Burisma, Ukraine, and a Chinese energy company, all because he had contact because Daddy was vice president. A lot of things happen. If your daddy is vice president, you get a lot of access. And Hunter Biden said, I can make some money here. Trump did address those emails over the campaign this last weekend and said he has a classification as to how you should look at all of the Biden family.
Joe Biden is and always has been a corrupt politician. He always has been. And as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family is a criminal enterprise.
And yet, to this date, still the Biden campaign has not debunked the emails. They've not said they're false, wrong, anything. And Hunter Biden certainly has not been offered as someone who would talk about it. No, he's not talking about it. And neither is Joe Biden. He did get questioned the other day briefly by a CBS network reporter. I wasn't sure earlier. I checked. It is a CBS network reporter asking about it, and Biden just kind of dismissed it. Say, well, that's right down your alley. That's just more the slander and so forth scheme against me. But the Biden campaign officially has said, well, it's possible, and I'm using my phrasing, not their words. I don't have their exact quote in front of me, but they want you to understand it is possible that Joe Biden had some kind of contact with a Burisma advisory board member that was not mentioned anywhere, but that's all the same. Just, you know, might have been an informal talk. And, of course, there are a lot of questions because some of the emails talk about how the money's going to be split and divided, not only with Burisma, but also with the Chinese energy company. In one of them, Hunter Biden is writing, if you believe the emails are his, and I don't see anybody saying they're not. Oh, you got the left-wing media saying it's all fictional, and you've got Adam Schiff claiming it's part of a Russian conspiracy, but we'll get to that in a moment. But nothing from the Biden campaign. Not one word if it's all false and lies. But Hunter Biden in this email was suggesting we need to put aside certain money for Big Jim. Now, who's Big Jim? Well, Hunter Biden has an uncle, Joe Biden's brother named James. That could be Big Jim. And also said we got to put aside money for the big guy. The big guy. Now, who would that be? Very likely Joe Biden. But we won't know because they're not going to answer any questions about it. But what they are doing is using some of their Democrat colleagues to go rushing out, try to find some defense for them. And here came Adam Schiff carrying the water for him. Adam Schiff, I mean, this guy. When I watched the other day that Webster Dictionary started redefining sexual preference, the way the left wanted it to be done. Remember that the other day in the hearings for SCOTUS nominee, Judge Barrett? And she used the term sexual preference, and immediately she got chastised and lectured by Senator Rono of Hawaii and Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, saying, you don't use that term. That's an offensive term. It's not sexual preference. These people have sexual orientation. It's who they are, how they were born. Well, that might be true in some, but I'm sure that some side, you know, I'm going to try the other side. It's a preference. But the bottom line is, while they were doing that, Webster Dictionary immediately went back in and started changing the definition of sexual preference because the left said it's just outdated and wrong. And when you hear Joe Biden and Hunter Biden having their little deals back and forth, and we're told that from Adam Schiff, this is Russian propaganda, that he wants to rewrite everything, say it's all got to do with Russian propaganda again. It has nothing to do with it. They want to rewrite that as well. They want to rewrite the dictionary. They want to rewrite history. They want to change into anything that might be damning to them. I'll blame it on the Russians. I mean, they have made the Russians the boogeyman of all time. I'm not saying we shouldn't be concerned about the Russians, but as far as the Democrats are saying, blame it all on the Russians. But the director of National Intel, John Ratcliffe, appearing today with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, he was talking about when I watch Adam Schiff and these guys start saying that it's ties to Russia. Here's my thought.
Some of the people that complain the most about intelligence being politicized are the ones politicizing intelligence. And unfortunately, in this case, it is Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who, as you pointed out on Friday, said that the intelligence community believes that Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails on it are part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true.
But it doesn't make any difference to the left and the mainstream media. They want to tell you that we should deal only in facts. They do all their fact-checking of tweets and Facebook accounts if it has anything to do with Trump or anything you're furthering. They might ban you, strike you down, lock your account, and so forth. But if you went on your Twitter account and called Trump a fascist or said he's to blame for 200,000 deaths across the nation, they don't do any fact-checking. They don't put any warning up. They just let that fly untouched. But these emails from Hunter Biden, as they're being unveiled, they're not going to go away. And they are material for Thursday night's debate. Now, the moderator may try to play her Democrat colleagues the way they want and try to go after Trump as opposed to Biden, but if she does not go after Biden on this, I will guarantee you Donald Trump will. And he should, because they cannot continue to just let Biden skate by on no questions, no answers. And again, if they truly believe it's a Russian collusion event again, they should put evidence out in front of us. But they don't need to deal in evidence. They can deal in smears and lies and innuendos and rumors and get by with it as long as the mainstream media will help carry the water for them. And again, the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says, what we've been trying to do as we get information out, we've been trying to put a stop to all this politicizing facts and trying to make something that didn't exist. He said, if they just deal with the facts, that'd be one thing, but they don't want to do that. And a perfect example, again, Adam Schiff claiming the Hunter emails are all Russian propaganda.
This is exactly what I said I would stop when I became the Director of National Intelligence, and that's people using the intelligence community to leverage some political narrative. And in this case, apparently Chairman Schiff wants anything against his preferred political candidate to be deemed as not real and is using the intelligence community or attempting to use the intelligence community to say there's nothing to see here. Don't drag the intelligence community into this. Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign, and I think it's clear that the American people know that.
And I think most of us do know it, and we accept it. And then the other day, when the story broke in the New York Post, and the New York Post said, our Twitter account has been shut down. It's been locked. We can't get access. We cannot continue to promote and link details to the Hunter Biden email story. And their Facebook account, the same thing. For 5-plus days, they couldn't put anything up. But when Republicans threatened to subpoena, in fact did subpoena, CEO Jack Dorsey and other members of the social media networks to come explain yourself, well, then suddenly things were unlocked. And now Twitter has done a U-turn and is allowing people to start sharing links to the Joe Biden-Ukraine story again. They did lock multiple Trump-linked accounts. They restricted how on Facebook how you could share the story, because they said they wanted their fact checkers to vet it first. That's clear election interference, the very thing they say they're going to work to prevent this time around. But they don't really mean that. They are very clear about preventing anything that might interfere with Joe Biden's election, interfere with Joe Biden becoming president. That's what they're really saying. It is not about the truth. It is not about making sure that lies are flagged and put aside. If it were, they would be doing it constantly on all the leftist propaganda that comes through Hollywood elites and Democrats in general when they start putting things out linking Trump to Hitler. There is no such link. Not a single piece of fact. But that's fair game. Because they believe everyone hates Trump. They know not everyone does, but they're trying to get that narrative in front of you, so you just, if you tell them enough and over again, maybe it will stick. Well, they should also know this. The German Marshall Fund, that's an influential globalist think tank founded by the state of Germany, intended to promote deeper ties between America and Europe, and funded in part by the U.S. government, is now branding Fox News, The Blaze, that's Glenn Beck's program, Breitbart News, and The Federalist as deceptive news outlets, and they're urging Facebook and Twitter to shut their engagement down, shut down their Twitter and Facebook accounts. The German Marshall Fund is supposed to be nonpartisan, but now they're calling the Federalists, Breitbart News, and so forth, saying they need to be shut down from Facebook and Twitter. I'm glad that the senators are bringing Jack Dorsey and others up in front of them, because I cannot wait for some of the answers. And let me point out to you that when Obama selected Biden to be his running mate, Obama knew there was a problem with Biden. I mean, a very potential big issue. I'll explain when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Then the ship came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wouldn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The other thing about the Hunter Biden emails and the stuff he has to say in them, linking Daddy to some of the business deals he was putting together because of the contacts arranged by Daddy, VP Biden, raises a lot of questions about the Obama administration was allowing some of it to happen. The Obama administration gave Biden the authority to oversee dealings with two countries, China and Ukraine. And those two countries is exactly where Hunter Biden ran immediately, seeing what kind of business deals he could put together to benefit himself. Because Daddy was VP and he held a lot of money for those two countries. And you remember, I'm not going to bother playing again, you remember Joe Biden speaking in 2018 to the Foreign Relations Committee about how he told the investigators in Ukraine looking into Burisma, and of course his son's on the board, said, you're not going to get $1 billion. I'm holding the purse strings to $1 billion for you from our government, and I will not release them if you don't fire that prosecutor. And son of a, you know, they fired him. So Obama certainly was aware of things like that going on at that time. Now let's go back deeper. In 2008, when Barack Obama was running for the presidency, and he had chosen Joe Biden, there were already some rumblings that that might not be a good idea. We got a problem with Joe. Because Joe had been backing a bill in the Senate, and his son was working for a bank that supported the legislation. The New York Times got an acknowledgement from the Obama campaign aides that, yeah, they knew that Hunter Biden was doing consulting work with MBNA, the banking group. And he was getting $100,000 a year retainer, just a retainer. And they looked into it when they started vetting Joe Biden as a running mate. Now, that bill that Joe Biden was pushing, that his son was working for the same bank, made it harder for you, individual consumers, to declare bankruptcy. Well, that would benefit credit card industries like banks like MBNA. The bank was not only paying Hunter Biden for 2001-2005, the year the bill finally passed the Senate, but bank employees had donated to lawmakers from both parties. But Biden, by 2008, had received $214,000 in those campaign contributions. Obama aides continued trying to defend Biden, telling the Times that, well, he wasn't influenced by the campaign donations or his son working for them. The bill did pass in 2005, 74-25 vote in the Senate. All of the votes against the bill were from Democrats. Biden was one of 18 Democrats who voted in favor of it, voting in favor of legislation that would help a banking group that his son was getting $100,000 a year retainer. Retainer means you don't have to do anything. Just loan us your name. That's good enough. And since Daddy is online to be VP, that's even better. So when you heard Trump the other day say he looks at the Joe Biden family criminal enterprise, as he looks at them as being a criminal enterprise, you understand the background. Well, there's more coming up. Emails from a different source. When we continue, you're going to hear from Peter Schweitzer. He was the author of the book Clinton Cash. He is reading emails given by a former Hunter Biden partner.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrury.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
These are not printouts. These are not PDFs. We actually go into the Gmail account, pull the emails out, download them. They are time-stamped. These are real. These are genuine. That's one of the reasons we felt it was so important to pursue this. And, you know, Cooney is taking a risk because he's trusting us with this trove of emails, which includes personal information. So he's taking quite a risk in sharing this information, but he feels like it needs to get out because people need to understand how these deals were done.
Those are the words of Peter Schweitzer. He was in a Saturday morning radio appearance on Breitbart News. He is a senior editor, contributor, I should say, to Breitbart News. And Peter Schweitzer, of course, author of the Clinton Cash book, 2015, discussing donations made to the Clinton Foundation and other acts and publications and movie deals he's done reference how the Clintons have been involved in various questionable, if not fully corrupt, operations. But he's talking in this case about emails that were coming from the computer of Bevin Cooney. Bevin Cooney had been a business partner with Hunter Biden and Devon Archer, both of them, of course, involved in the Burisma energy gas bill, company, I should say. Bevin is currently serving time in federal prison because he was convicted by a jury on financial deals he made connected to Hunter Biden and his other partner, Devin Archer. Archer was also convicted by a jury in federal court, but his conviction got vacated by a federal judge. But then it was overturned just a couple weeks ago and reinstated by an appellate court. So he's waiting his sentencing. Hunter Biden? No indictment or anything against Hunter Biden so far. But Bevin Cooney believes he got thrown under the bus by these other guys. That they set him up and then they tossed him under the bus and had run over him multiple times. So he reached out and said, look, I'm seeing these Hunter Biden emails being released by the New York Post. I'm going to give you guys permission to look at emails I have. And some of them include personal emails, 26,000 of them. Bevin Cooney reaching out to Peter Schweitzer and also conservative journalist Matthew Tiermad and gave them written authorization to access his Gmail account so they could pull it. He gave them the password, username, written authorization. Said you can look at them and you can publish what you want to show how corrupt the Biden family is. And that's what they're in the process of doing as well. Schweitzer and the other reporter and using Breitbart as a outlet are beginning to release some of these emails and what they're going to find. Now, again, as you heard him say, these are not copies of emails. These are not PDFs. They're actually inside the Gmail account and downloading them, timestamped. They're real. They're genuine. And Cooney is allowing them to see everything. He said it does include personal information. He's taking a risk that they won't hurt him in some way by whatever they put out. But he thinks the public needs to know what's behind these emails and what we've been doing under the Biden enterprise. Again, here's Schweitzer describing Cooney and how this all developed.
Bevin Cooney was business partners with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. He was a nightclub owner. He owns the Viper Room in Los Angeles and got involved in these financial deals. He ended up going to jail really feels that he was the fall guy, Devin Archer is now going to be going to jail as well because of the same deals. But he really feels like Hunter Biden was able to walk off scot-free. He had reached out to me in 2019 after my book Secret Empires came out in 2018, talked about sharing his emails. It never happened. He ended up going to jail. He recently reached out through Matt Tiermond, a journalist, and said, I want to give you access to all of my emails in my Gmail account. He gave us written approval to do that. He gave us the password. So we have been going through the 26,000 emails.
And that's a stunning development. The emails being published and attributed to Hunter Biden and his computer that the New York Post is releasing, they supposedly gave all their documentation to the Biden campaign. And there's been no denial whatsoever from the Biden campaign. And while they're still reeling from that and trying to decide how do we keep this undercover until we get through the election, now we're going to start seeing details from the Biden enterprise, as President Trump says, criminal enterprise, regarding Hunter Biden and the others. And these are coming from an email account of a former business partner of his, right from his email account. And it's not just Burisma in Ukraine. They also had worked, as I said previously, with a China group. Because Joe Biden, his VP, was also given authority by Obama to deal with China. So Hunter Biden went rushing in there. What can I collect out of here? Well, he and his business partners set up a meeting for a group called the China Entrepreneurs Club. China Entrepreneurs, that sounds capitalist. That sounds good. It sounds kind of nice, right? Here's how Schweitzer describes it.
Don't let that benign name fool you. This is regarded as joined at the hip with the Chinese Communist government. This China Entrepreneurs Club wanted meetings at the highest levels in the White House, and Hunter Biden arranged them. What's very curious about this, Matt, is not only that they got these meetings on November 14th, 2011, but they actually, according to members, had a private, I guess, secret meeting with Joe Biden himself. We don't know about this because it appeared on the White House visitors, the White House calendar. It doesn't. We know about it because the Chinese that were on that trip bragged about it in their blog posts back in China, that they had this private secret meeting with Joe Biden. Out of that sprang relationships and business deals that Hunter Biden and his business partners were apparently able to take advantage of. So it demonstrates how this access with the participation of Joe Biden translated into commercial deals down the road.
Yeah, and that's all what it's about, the dollars. Now, don't you imagine it's kind of a shock to the Biden group, Joe Biden, and even Hunter Biden now that they've been outed and evidence has surfaced not just from the emails by Bevin Cooney, but that some of these Chinese went back after, quote, a secret meeting and put out on their blogs to other people, hey, we just met with Joe Biden. We got a deal in place. Ooh. Schweizer again describing these emails.
The emails, they're different types of emails. Some of the emails are the business partners discussing, without Hunter's participation, what Hunter's role is in all of this. And what's very clear, and we'll be reporting on this at Breitbart, what's very clear is that Hunter brings no money to the table, but he is considered the avenue to the administration. There are emails that talk about how they're going to do business deals where they want to get union pension money, and that Hunter is going to leverage the relationships that his dad has with public employee unions to get that money. So part of it is just kind of a feel for what is the Biden business model here. And we kind of knew this in a way, but here it's very explicit that it is trading off of the Biden name, the Biden connections, and the Biden access.
We can see that, can't we? It's very clear in front of you. That's the only reason Hunter Biden got these deals, because Daddy was VP at the time. Do you think anybody by the name of Larry Connors could have gone in and got, if I could have, I would have, I would. I jumped in there and got some of those millions. Yeah, I'll take my share. But my daddy wasn't VP. And yet we're led to believe there's nothing wrong about any of this. It's just, you know, business contacts, relationships. Schweizer says, no. What we're seeing here is the Biden business model.
What you're really seeing in these emails, and that's a great point, Matt, is sort of the underbelly of how these relationships and corrupt deals happen. And there's no question about that. And that's, I think, one of the things that people are going to get. They're going to get an inside look because, as we are doing on the first story, and we'll do with all of them, we're not just going to be reporting on the emails. We're actually going to place the emails up so people can read them themselves. And to your point, to underline your point, yes, these are totally separate from the New York Post emails.
And that's a key to keep in mind. These, again, are coming from a Gmail account of Bevin Cooney, who's now serving time in federal prison, convicted over financial deals that he made connected to Hunter Biden and his other partner, Devin Archer. And Archer had been convicted, then had it turned over. Now it's been reinstated. He's waiting to find out his sentence. Hunter Biden, untouchable so far. But Bevin Cooney, letting Schweizer and others look at his private emails and do what they want with them to make it evident and presenting it. And it's not the same as the Hunter Biden emails that the Post has been releasing. And there's another story built within this, too, that one of these emails deals with. And you know the money that supposedly involved the widow of the Moscow mayor and money that went to Hunter Biden? And what was going on with that? That's also documented to some extent in these emails. We'll take a break. When we come back, you'll hear Peter Schweizer describe that connection.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There are ones that pertain to Yelena Batorina. She's the Moscow mayor's ex-wife, who we should add, the U.S. State Department has implicated as being tied with Russian organized crime. We're going to be able to show that that relationship is much deeper and much longer than previously known, and that Hunter Biden and his business partners performed various services for her in terms of deals in the United States. And then there are, you know, other geographical areas covered. There are deals involving Kazakhstan. There's talk about deals in other parts of the world. There's references to Hunter Biden's dealings in the Middle East. So there's quite a bit of material there. 26,000 emails. Some of them are obviously personal. We are not going to disclose anything that is personal. It's all going to be business related, but we'll be rolling it out in the days ahead.
Wow, and that's something for the Biden campaign to anticipate and lose sleep over. That's, again, Peter Schweizer, a contributing editor to Breitbart News, and saying that we have been given access to the email account of Bevin Cooney, who's now serving time in federal prison. He said, I'm going to give you guys full access to my computer. He gave them written authority, gave them the password, so they can pull up what they want, use them as they see fit. And you heard Schweizer said there are probably some personal things on there. We're not going to be publicizing those. Now, the personal, I don't know if it's going to get into the same arena that the Hunter Biden story the Post had put out when they were talking about some of the emails that they had access to, included apparently a roll of video and films or snapshots in Biden, maybe in, quote, compromising positions. One of them had been apparently put out. That's a factual picture, not staged, not photoshopped, of him kind of half asleep with a meth pipe or crack pipe, whatever you want to call it, hanging out of his mouth a little bit while he's apparently passed out. So I don't know what kind of other personal stuff might be on the emails from Bevin Cooney, but he says, this, I want this stuff out there. I got thrown under the bus. These guys are walking away scot-free. Now, Devin Archer, the other partner, did get convicted but then got out of it, but now his sentence has been reinstated, I mean his conviction, and he's going to be sentenced in a couple of weeks, maybe before the election. But Bevin Cooney says they threw me under the bus, so take what you can do with these emails. And they involve China. They involve Ukraine. They involve parts of the Middle East, as you heard Schweizer said, and also the widow of the former mayor of Moscow. There's a lot to be uncovered. And he said, we'll be rolling it out in the days ahead. Well, we'll be looking for that. Red State is a publication, obviously, as the title implies, a conservative group. So I always want to give you some balance on that, let you understand the source. Red State wrote up a piece, kind of funny to an extent, the other day about Trump's trip to Nevada for a rally. He was there Sunday. I talked to you earlier about how he addressed the crowd and thousands showed up. And then later he went to a service at the International Church of Las Vegas. The pastor was leading the congregation in prayer for the president and said, I'm going to fast one day per week for Trump until Election Day. And he pointed out, this is your third time here. That means you're a church member. And he said, I don't care what anybody says. I love my president. That's Pastor Mark Goulet. And the Red State article writer said, that normally would be enough to send the Trump derangement syndrome crowd, TDS, into a seizure, let alone Trump getting anywhere near a Bible. But then he did something that was even more disgusting that put them over the edge. As he writes here, Donald Trump, the devil's spawn, dropped a wad of cash in the church collection bucket. Yes, America, the heathen of heathens, donated to the church. And as a dastardly lead deed begins to take shape, we see Trump look down at what appears to be several $20 bills he just removed from his side coat pocket. And then he does it. He drops the money into the collection bucket. And, of course, he's caught on video by cameras there. One of the lefties, immediately according to Red State, called Trump a cheap bastard because of the way he carefully recounted the money. The writer said he wasn't carefully counting the money. He's fidgeting with it. I've been there, done that before. Another lefty said, look how much it pained him to drop that kind of money into church. Only $40? How cheap? And all of them also pointing out it must have been a plot of the Secret Service to make sure that was done so the cameras would get it. I don't know, but the bottom line is he gave, what, 40, 60, maybe more. But, of course, they're going to say, well, he's a multi-billionaire. You think he would have dropped $1 million in there? He's never going to do anything right by them. So we have the election coming up November 3rd, right? You know what's going to happen November 2nd? We could all die. Well, I don't think we will. There's an asteroid that could strike the Earth before the November election. Could hit November 2nd. It's coming at us at a speed of 25,000 miles per hour. They say it's about the size of a refrigerator. Now, they're thinking that it's probably just going to buzz cut us a little bit. But if it does hit, you shouldn't lose sleep over it. Not big enough to cause harm. Unless it falls on you, then it's going to cause some harm. That's the day before the election. Could this 2020 get even weirder before we get through it? We'll be here tomorrow for you. Put it on your calendar. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.